Section 4C, how to use social media for research. The first thing I want to talk about is Twitter. Now, this section is primarily about how to use social media for your research into your niche market. When we get to step 5, 6, 7, and 8, we're going to talk a lot more specifically about how to use social media to engage, to connect with, to deepen your relationship, to get your fans to buy from you, etc. But for now, I'm specifically talking about how to do your research using social media. So, as such, before you even begin this section, you need to know specifically what your keywords are, because when it comes to doing research using social media, keywords are king. And what do I mean by that? I mean that you need to know what keywords your niche is using on a regular basis in order to be able to find them with Twitter, with Facebook, with LinkedIn. So you want to have done that research, that initial research first. But what I want to give you is a couple of ways to search Twitter to find your niche on Twitter. And what you're going to do is first you set up a Twitter profile for yourself and make sure that your bio on your Twitter profile has your keywords in it, so that when people land on your bio, they look at you and they get a sense of who you are, that you are indeed someone that they have something in common with, so they will follow you back. But initially, you're going to be following people to lurk, to read, to listen to what they have to say. So you need to know the keywords to be able to find the people. The first place you're going to look for those people is Twitter.com search. Now, Twitter.com search only searches people's tweets. It's not nearly as effective for finding people using their bios. And there are some other tools that I'm going to give you in a minute. But using the search, you can find people who are tweeting about what you think your niche market is going to be tweeting about. So Twitter.com search. You also want to figure out who to follow using such tools as followerwonk.com, Twello.com, Tweeps.com, WeFollow.com, and Topsy.com. And these are basically all third-party search engines that search Twitter for various things. FollowerWonk and Twello particularly look at bios. So if you know that you want a niche that is in a particular career or has particular hobbies, FollowerWonk and Twello can help you search by those keywords, search their bios by those keywords. You can also, particularly with Twello, you can search by zip code or by town, by state, by area. And so if you want to build your following within a particular area, Twello.com can be really useful. With WeFollow, you can list yourself by particular categories, and I recommend going ahead and filling that in as well. So you're going to literally just be watching people and reading their tweets so that, again, you get a sense of who they are, where they are, and what their wants, needs, and desires are, because that's what they're tweeting about. You'll use a tool, and I'm going to show you this in the demonstration. You're going to use Twitter lists is by far the best way to categorize people so that you can really focus in on who they are and where they're hanging out and what they're talking about. For Facebook, and again, keywords are king on Facebook, you can use the Facebook search function, And then what you're going to be searching for within the Facebook search function are people, groups, pages, events, and public posts. And again, I'm going to get into this much more specifically and walk you through this in the demonstration. With LinkedIn, now my recommendation on LinkedIn, if you're primarily looking for customers, for fans, for end buyers of your music, people to come to your shows and buy your CDs, I think LinkedIn is going to be somewhat less useful. However, on the business-to-business end, LinkedIn can be hugely useful if you're looking for music supervisors, if you're looking for venues, if you're looking for film and television producers, those kinds of things you can definitely use LinkedIn to find. Because LinkedIn is particularly business-to-business focused. It has a very powerful search function, and you can use the drop-down on search to change what you're searching. You can also click advanced to narrow your search using more keywords, using areas, states, zip codes, that kind of thing. And what you want to be searching for with LinkedIn are, again, groups. You can use the answer section to find out what your niche is asking about. And once you get into step 4, step 5, step 6, step 7, you can ask your niche questions and get a sense of what they are looking for. You want to do research first. You may feel once you start finding people that you want to jump in and engage and start talking to them and start promoting your material to them. I recommend against doing that. I think the more you know about them, the smarter your initial engagement can be. And because you may only get one chance to connect with people, to engage with people, you don't want to jump in and engage before really doing your research. Work the process and have some patience with the process.